And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The 6th Annual Women's Conference will take place on March 12th at the Cajun Dome Convention Center. It's jointly sponsored by UL Lafayette and SLCC. You can get tickets now through www.southlouisiana.edu. And the Arc of Acadiana has started its annual bead drive that will go through March 20th. For information about drop-off locations, their website is arcofacadiana.org to find a place to put all of your boxes and bags of beads that you collected over Mardi Gras. The Acadiana Center for the Arts presents the Koresh Dance Company tonight and tomorrow evening at the ACA. The Koresh Dance Company is out of Philadelphia, and one of their dancers, Alexis Viator, is from this area and began her training at the Morgan Street Dance Company and from Lafayette, got her BFA in dance in Arizona, and then joined the Koresh Dance Company, has been dancing with them since 2007. The company will be at the ACA tonight and tomorrow night. Tickets are available by going to their website or giving the ACA a call to get tickets for the Koresh Dance Company. Wanderlust Theater Company opens You've Got Hate Mail tonight. It's a play by Milmore and Van Zandt. It is their comic answer to A.R. Gurney's Love Letters, and that will run through this weekend and next weekend at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. It's a small venue, about 50 seats. You can call for ticket reservations at 484-0172 or the online site for tickets is hatemail.eventbrite.com. That's Milmore and Van Zandt's You've Got Hate Mail, opening tonight on Valentine's Day at Theater 810. Tonight in Gran Coteau at Casa Azul, there will be a poetry reading. Diane Moore will be reading, and Brad Richard will be reading as well. That's from 7 until 9 p.m. It's a free program open to everyone, and afterwards there will be an open mic session. Edwin Edwards Live, a one-man show about the life and times of the former Louisiana governor, will be at Cité des Arts, one night only, this Saturday, February 16th. Tickets are available by calling Cité or going to their website. This Saturday is Second Saturday Art Walk in downtown Lafayette. Galleries up and down Jefferson Street will be open, many with new exhibits, including at the ACA in the main gallery, a retrospective exhibit of work by painter John Hathorne. Over 30 years of work. He's been a professor here at UL Lafayette for over 30 years, and this collection of work represents work from over those 30 years. That's in the main gallery at the ACA. His exhibit is open through April 13th. And on Saturday, there will be a poetry reading, poetry and fiction, Voices in Winter, readings by Camille Martin and Matthew Hoferek. That will be this Saturday from 7 until 9 p.m. on Jefferson Street at Carpe Diem. All are invited to attend. It's a free literary event. The Lafayette Concert Band will give a concert this Sunday, February 17th, called Dance Rhythms. That will be at 3:30 on Sunday afternoon in Lafayette at the East Bayou Baptist Church. And the Pandemonium Theater Group in Crowley will hold auditions for its production of Little Mermaid. Auditions will be Tuesday, February 19th at 6:30 and or Thursday, February 21st at 6:30 at the Crowley Art Gallery on North Parkerson Avenue. For more information, you can contact director Michelle Booty at 230-9175. Next week in Gran Coteau, there will be a showing of the documentary Xavier, Missionary and Saint, written by Jesuit Jeff Johnson and narrated by actor Liam Neeson. That will be at Casa Azul in Gran Coteau, 7 o'clock, Tuesday, February 19th. After the film, they will be Skyping with the writer Jeff Johnson for questions and answers after that screening. The League of Women Voters in Lafayette will hold a public meeting on February 20th at the Advertiser Conference Room at 1100 Bertrand Drive. The meeting is about local water issues. It starts at noon, and it's free and open to the public. And next week, we'll be speaking with artist Doris Bitter about her exhibit and talk here at UL Lafayette. She'll be giving a talk on the how a spatial reading of Arabic calligraphy has influenced artists and architects, and particularly the Pritzker Prize winner Zaha Hadid. She'll also be giving a talk on her work called Core Patterns, and that will be next week. We'll be speaking with her early next week about her talks. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can also podcast many of our locally produced programs. If you search for your favorite program, perhaps Medicine Ball Caravan or Blues Box, you can listen to archived shows there on our website or download them for listening to later on, and tell your friends far away who love KRVS that they can podcast our programs. You can also support KRVS at any time very securely. Show some love today on Valentine's Day and support KRVS. You can click on the Pledge Now or Support button and support us securely and easily at our website. Maybe you'd like to donate a vehicle, that car, truck, RV, motorcycle that's been taking up space in your garage or driveway. At the bottom of our homepage, there's a big red button that says car donation or donate your car. Click on that and you can call the toll-free number or fill out information about your vehicle, send it in, and someone will get back to you. That's all at krvs.org. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock on Thursdays, it's Ira Glass's This American Life. At 8, Thistle and Shamrock. At 9, locally produced Franco Mix with Val Broussard Boston. At 10, Cecil Doyle's Earthbeat. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.